Snow was still thick upon the grounds, and the greenhouse windows were covered in condensation so thick that they couldn't see out of them in herbology. Nobody was looking forward to care of magical creatures much in this weather, though, as Ron said, the scroots would probably warm them up nicely, either by chasing them or blasting off so forcefully that Hagrid's cabin would catch fire. When they arrived at Hagrid's cabin, however, they found an elderly witch with closely cropped grey hair and a very prominent chin standing before his front door.
"Hurry up now, the bell rang 5 minutes ago,"
she barked at them as they struggled toward her through the snow. "Who are you?" said Ron, staring at her. "Where's Hagrid?"
"My name is Professor Grubblyplank," she said briskly. "I am your temporary care of magical creatures teacher."
"Where's Hagrid?" Harry repeated loudly.
"He is indisposed," said Professor Grubblyplank shortly.
Soft and unpleasant laughter reached Harry's ears. He turned. Draco Malfoy and the rest of the Slytherins were joining the class. All of them looked gleeful, and none of them looked surprised to see Professor Grubblyplank.
"This way, please,"
said Professor Grubblyplank, and she strode off around the paddock, where the Beauxbatons' horses were shivering. Harry, Ron, and Hermione followed her, looking back over their shoulders at Hagrid's cabin. All the curtains were closed. Was Hagrid in there, alone and ill? "What's wrong with Hagrid?" Harry said, hurrying to catch up with Professor Grubblyplank.
"Never you mind,"
she said, as though she thought he was being nosy. "I do mind, though," said Harry hotly. "What's up with him?" Professor Grubblyplank acted as though she couldn't hear him. She led them past the paddock where the huge Beauxbatons' horses were standing, huddled against the cold, and toward a tree on the edge of the forest where a large and beautiful unicorn was tethered. Many of the girls oohed at the sight of the unicorn.
"Oh, it's so beautiful,"
whispered Lavender Brown.
"How did she get it? They're supposed to be really hard to catch."
The unicorn was so brightly white it made the snow all around look grey. It was pawing the ground nervously with its golden hooves and throwing back its horned head.
"Boys, keep back,"
barked Professor Grubblyplank, throwing out an arm and catching Harry hard in the chest.
"They prefer the woman's touch, unicorns. Girls, to the front and approach with care. Come on, easy does it."
She and the girls walked slowly forward toward the unicorn, leaving the boys standing near the paddock fence watching.